The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. When I was reading this gospel this morning, early this morning, around 2 a.m., a song came to my mind, a song which I learned during my Sunday school days. It says, "Be not afraid, be joyful in the Lord. Jesus is the captain of our boat, wherever storm may come our way, for he will lead us safely." The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey him?" What is the storm in your life? Why would the sea, the storm, obey him? They recognized the Creator. He created them. They heard the voice of the Creator and they obeyed. How much more we who have been made in his own image and likeness, we do not obey his voice. We do not even hear his voice. What are the storms in your life? You're getting old. Your body is no longer taking the things that it used to absorb. Financial crisis. What is going to happen to me tomorrow? What is the next thing to do? What is the storm in your life? They cried out, "Save us." He was there in the boat. If only they knew who was in the boat with them, would they have been terrified? No matter the storm, no matter the storm of life, Jesus says, he is very close to us. He is very near. Today we celebrate the first martyrs of Rome, of the Roman Catholic Church. They were persecuted, they were burned, they were crucified, many of them, thousands of them, in 64 AD, more than 30 years after Jesus died, 31 years after Jesus died, by Emperor Nero in the gardens of the Vatican. These were men who faced the ultimate storm of life, death. But they listened to the Lord and they obeyed. No wonder, you know, for them and for many other matters before us, the reason we wear red and we say, "Faith of our fathers living still, may we be faithful till death." Saint Tertullian, a church father, said, "The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christianity." He wrote this in his book in 197 AD. In fact, even many pagans, especially Tacitus in his Annales, number 15, testified to this event that happened in Rome. Pope Clement I, writing to the Corinthians, chapter 15, he also testified to it. Chapter 5 and chapter 6, he testified to them that these events happened. So we're not just celebrating something in the abstract. These were men who gave their lives. Faith of our fathers living still. They faced the ultimate storm of life. What is that storm that is seeking to overwhelm you? The Lord is saying, wake him up in prayer, not with panic. Be courageous. Pray for that peace that will calm your heart. What is that storm? Be not afraid. Be joyful in the Lord. Jesus is the captain of our lives.